Hello, everyone. I'm Kate Large. I'm the founder of the Soul Kisses Spiritual Whispers community, and you've joined me for my Meet Your Worry Angel and Give Him Your Worries of 2013 program. So today is my dear grandmother Laura's birthday. She now resides in the realm of the angels, and she does join me for these programs. This morning I said to her, when I remembered that it was her birthday, I was up very late last night, and I said, "Happy birthday, Grandma," and I clearly heard her say, "Thank you." And I asked her what she was going to do on her birthday, and she said, "I'm going to spend it with you and all the wonderful people on your program." So when she does join me for these things, if you listened in to the five-day mini vacation on the last day, the energy gets pretty intense, and sometimes I get cut off. My phone just goes dead. So between her energy and the angels' energy, I'm going to ask that the angels help us to keep our technology in good working order so we can all stay on the line together. So I do want to thank you, each one of you, for sharing your time with me. I'm very excited to introduce you to your worry angel and to share another powerful exercise to banish worry from your life. So today, I'm going to be sharing with you insider secrets to being worry-free. You'll learn the truth about worry creation energy and discover what being responsible really means. You'll learn a very exciting technique for disconnecting from the energy of worry, and what to do when your humanness takes it back and plays with it. And you're going to meet your worry angel and learn his name. If you've already met your worry angel, you will experience a deeper connection with him. And if you've been worrying a lot, you may meet additional worry angels that are with you at this time to help you. So before we get started, you may want to take some notes. So get a pencil and paper, and there will be a couple of exercises that we're going to do together. Now, I will ask that you please not multitask during the program so you can get the very most from our time together. I do have something very, very special that I want to share with you, and I'm just so thrilled that you're here with me on the call so that I can tell you this. This is something very near to my heart. In this past year, more than ever before, I have personally experienced the magnificent support of my family believing in me. They believed in me for who I am and for what I do. And what I do is sharing things with you. I believe that it's our birthright of every spiritual being experiencing a human existence to be, to do, and to have all the dreams of your heart. I believe it's your birthright to create your version of heaven on earth. And the people who love me have held that space for me to expand my power through love to create a miraculous life that I'm committed to doing the same for you. Today I want to share with you just how much I believe in you. You who are listening to my voice, whether it's live in this moment or to the replay, I believe that you have the power within you to make decisions that will create the highest possible outcome as the reality of your life. I believe in your ability to create your version of heaven on earth. I'm actively creating my version of heaven on earth, and I am committed to sharing with you proven tools for transformation, tools that will shift your energy from limited in an abundance of lack to limitless in an abundance of prosperity. Are you living in an abundance of lack? For so many people, these past few years have just been incredibly challenging. For some, it's been financially or with relationships, while others have lost loved ones who have transitioned to the angelic realm. And for many of you, you've been faced with the pain in all these situations. This program and the coming programs I'm offering this year are designed to hold that safe space for you to shift your energy out of the pain of these challenges and bring you comfort that you're not alone as you grieve loss, whether it be physical or material. So today we're going to focus on the energy of worry. We're all energy. Our thoughts and our beliefs are energy. And through the power of our energy, we begin the creation of our lives with the spark of a thought. Whether consciously or subconsciously, we create our lives through the limitless raw creation energy within us. So what have you been creating with your energy? Things that make you happy or unhappy? For years, like many of you, I've molded my creation energy into things that I really don't want. Things that have made me unhappy, from relationships to finances to jobs and everything in between. But I don't do that anymore, because I've learned some secrets. And one of those secrets is that worrying is living in fear of something that hasn't even happened yet. The energy of worry is based on an illusion, a perception of the human brain that it's not made manifest as a reality yet. Worry creates neural pathways in our brains that molds our raw creation energy into worry creation energy. And that doesn't sound very good, and it isn't. As humans, this is what we're wired to do. Society teaches us to be afraid and to worry. We're led to believe that being concerned about something or someone is the loving thing to do. Don't be fooled. Being concerned about someone or something is not experiencing loving energy. Being concerned is a form of worry, and that worry is fear energy. The truth is that worry creation energy creates exactly what we're worrying about, and that's something that we don't want. When we worry, we're emitting a low vibrating frequency of energy that attracts to us more low vibrating energy. And when we worry about something, we give our power away. And without our power, we're helpless to create something different, something that is not of worry energy. Worry attracts to us what we're worrying about, and worry also makes us feel isolated and alone. As humans, we're taught that to be responsible, we must worry about our children, our jobs, our cash flow, our health. We're taught that worrying about every little thing in our lives is that responsible thing to do. We're taught that if we don't worry or be concerned about our lives and people that we love, then we don't care. But this isn't true. Ideally, we want to hold everything in our life in the light of love, to create more things in our life that are a vibration of love. To change our lives, we must shift out of our perception by identifying worry energy and choosing to live without it. What we must accept is that anything less than love is fear. And fear cannot exist in love. And love cannot exist in fear. We're either in love energy or fear energy. Never both at the same time. It's one or the other. That was really hard for me personally to get my mind around, but once I did, the magic started to happen. As parents, you know, we hold tremendous power surrounding our children. When we worry about them, we aren't doing them any favors. Worry doesn't prove how much we care. Worry puts us and them in a state of being helpless and powerless. Worry adds fuel to their fear, and it magnifies both their feelings and ours of being helpless and powerless. When we worry about them, we surround them with energy that is less than love, energy that's laced with fear, because anything that is less than love energy is fear energy. And the reality is that worrying is energy that holds darkness. And when we worry about people we love, we surround them with darkness instead of light. When we pray for them from the love of our heart, we surround them with light. Then when we worry about them, we turn out the light. I know that you, like me, you try to let go of worry. You push it away and you give it to God, and then you take it back and play with it. That's what we're wired to do. We give it to God, the creator of our universe, our planet, the creator of the intricacies of the human body, the creator of all that is, of the planets and the flowers and the cells and DNA. We give our worry to that creator of all that is. And then our humanness wrestles around with, can God really handle it? Maybe we should take it back and play with it for a while. Maybe we can do a better job of getting this resolved. And then the next thing we know, we're drowning in a sea of worry energy, hanging on to sanity by an eyelash. I know you're human and you're worried. You're wired to worry. It's what we do. But when we get down to the nitty-gritty of worrying, it is a choice. For some people, it's so ingrained into who they are that worry becomes their life. Their worry perpetuates the cycle of creating more and more to worry about. If you're one of those people, don't despair. You have the power to stop the cycle and create a happy, joy-filled life. When we stop worrying and shift to the higher vibration of love, we're no longer in alignment with people and situations that cause us to worry. So in order for someone or something to stay in our realm of reality, they must conform to our higher energy of love. Being worry-free is a gift that you give to yourself. It's a gift that you give to those that you worry about, and it's a gift that you give to the world. Living a happy, joy-filled life is your birthright. No matter how much you worry, you have the power to choose to live without worry. As I mentioned before, the human practice is to feel isolated and alone when we're worried. I know I did. And then I learned that at any given moment of any day or night, you and I have a crowd or a team of angelic beings with us to bring us comfort and to help us. I learned that when I exercise my free will by asking them to help me, they do. This team of angelic beings can be angels, archangels, guides, teachers, and deceased family members of the angelic realm. They're with us on a consistent 24/7 basis, and we each have the ability to communicate with them. And that communication, it isn't designated to a chosen few. We all have that ability to communicate with our team of angelic beings of love and light. Now, I'm human through and through, so when I first began trying to talk with my angels, I wanted the lights to flash, the ground to shake, and I wanted an angel to be standing there and say, "Here I am, and this is what you need to do to be happier in your life." But I found out that it really doesn't work that way, at least not for me. I learned to be open. I learned to be open to what I would get and to trust that what I was getting was real. It came down to either believe what I'm getting and trust and move forward, creating a happier, more joy-filled life, or choose to continue to feel isolated and alone, perpetuating a cycle of unhappiness and struggling just to survive. And I chose. And through that choice, I believe with all my heart that it's our mission to shift from the illusion of emotions and energies that are less than love, energies such as worry, and shift our core to the higher vibration of love. And because you're human, you will take your worry back and play with it. But don't beat yourself up. Simply acknowledge that you've taken it back and use the methods that I'm sharing with you today to dissolve your worry and take your power back. I believe that we're all beings of love and light. We're beings composed of energy. Energy that creates our reality through us. When you walk into a dark room and you turn on the light, the darkness dissipates. Darkness cannot hide in the light. Darkness cannot exist in the light. As a being of light, you can dissipate the darkness of worry and take your power back. So let's distinguish what the energy of worry and the energy of love feel like. This is our first exercise. Take a deep breath and close your eyes. Take another deep breath in and slowly exhale. And now focus on something that you're grateful for. Something that makes your heart sing with joy. Now take another deep breath in of the gratitude that fills you as you focus on what you're grateful for. And notice where you feel it in your body. Notice what the sensation of gratitude and joy feels like. And it feels really good, doesn't it? Now think about something that you're worrying about. Take a moment and identify where you feel that worry energy, that resistance in your body. I know it doesn't feel very good, but just identify that resistance. And now you know what it feels like and where you feel it in your body. When we complete our program today, address the worry energy that you just felt. And what I want you to do, what this exercise is all about, is when you recognize that worry energy happening in your body, pull that worry energy out in front of you. Demand that it come forth and face it. And then pull that darkness of worry energy, pull that worry energy into the light of your heart. embrace its darkness into your light. And in facing that, in pulling the darkness of that worry energy into the light, just as if you were going into a dark room and switching on the light, when you pull the darkness of worry energy into your light, it dissipates. It has no choice, because darkness cannot exist in the light. So when you pull that worry energy into your light and you dissolve it with your light, you take your power back. Now that exercise addresses your worry energy, but there's something that caused the worry. So we want to address whatever it was that started the worry into motion. So after you've addressed the worry energy, you pulled it into your light, and you felt that energy dissipate, and you're taking your power back, look within and identify what it is that's worrying you. You may know immediately. It may have snuck up on you and you're not sure what it is. Is it a relationship, finances, your job, your health, something you heard on the news? Maybe it's something that doesn't even belong to you. Identify what you're worrying about and get to the core of the worry and place before you whatever that energy is. If it's a life situation, a person, something that you heard, whatever it is that that energy is, place it before you and ask your angels to join you and send all the love of your heart to this person, this energy, this life situation. And when you send all the love of your heart to this, you shift your energy from fear to love. And you'll feel that shift. Remember, you're either vibrating in love or fear, never both. So dig deep. Find the love within you and send all the love of your heart to this energy that's less than love that caused you to worry. And you'll shift out of the fear energy into the higher state of love. And from this higher vibration of creation, you have the power to create a higher outcome as your reality. When you use this method of disconnecting from the energy of worry, it makes it much easier to give any residual worry energy to your worry angel. And you do have a few days to practice this before January 1st. Shifting your energy to that higher energy of love will make it possible to wake up in 2014 worry-free. When we shift out of the lower vibration of fear to the higher vibration of love, we have access to the power of love within us. We have access to that raw, formless creation energy to give form to that formless energy to create our version of heaven on earth. And what is heaven on earth? Heaven on earth is your version of loving relationships, life experiences, and material things that make your heart sing with joy. When your heart's singing with joy, you vibrate into the love of Christ consciousness and you touch everyone around you with more love. Now, in this moment, in this very moment, the veil between heaven and Mother Earth has thinned exponentially, and now more than ever, it's possible for you to be, to do, and to have anything that makes your heart sing, simply by shifting your energy. Now it's not only possible, but inevitable for you to create your version of heaven on earth when you open your heart to what makes your heart sing with joy, to shift into that love, wonderful, exciting joy energy, and to act on it. The key is to shift your energy from the illusion of less than love to love. One thing that holds us back is that sneaky worry, stress, energy. So have you told yourself that you're not worried, but your eyes keep twitching or your stomach stays upset, or maybe you feel like you're on edge? Maybe you can't focus, or maybe even everything's fine in your life, your life's good, but you worry about your children, or you worry about the state of the economy or our planet. You're a good, responsible person because you worry about the right things. And that's the sneaky part about worry. We're taught that if we don't worry about the right things, we're not responsible, we're not a good person, and again, that simply isn't true. I shared in another program that after my dad died in 2005, he would come to me from spirit and he would talk to me and he'd share his insights and give me fatherly advice, whether I asked for it or not. I was always grateful. And I'll never forget the first time he asked me, "What does worry do to enhance your life?" I always knew that that answer was nothing. But you know, when he asked me, I felt that futility of worrying, and I felt that waste of energy deep within me. I not only felt that futility of the vibration, but I clearly saw that what that low vibrating, less than love energy created in my life. And it was very clear that it was more things that I didn't want. So worry doesn't do anything to enhance your life. It only makes you sick, blocks you from creating wonderful things in your life that you really want, and it makes you a magnet for things you do not want. And I know the human brain, it tells you that if I don't worry, I won't be responsible. But when you face your worry using the exercise that I just shared with you, you dissolve your worry with your light. And then when you send love to whatever life situation, whether it be with your children, your work, your finances, your relationships, the economy, the government, whatever it is, when you send love fully from your heart to what causes your worry, you step into your power as the limitless spiritual being that you are. Your angels are with you to hold that safe space for you to shift your energy within, to shift your reality without, to create a less stressful daily experience of living. And when you're in a good place of love, you benefit. Everyone around you benefits. Even Mother Earth benefits from your light growing brighter with love energy. Know that it's through our breath that we connect with our angels and shift our energy from that of fear to the higher angelic vibration of love. Did you know before this program, or maybe before the 5-day mini vacation program, did you know that you have a worry angel? And is your worry angel unemployed? And if you met him in the 5-day mini vacation that was, you met him on December 2nd, if you listened live, has he been employed with you all this time? Or has he gone back into unemployment because you're trying to do it all yourself? Know that he's with you, along with all your other angels, and that your worry angel, he's with you now, and he's very excited to be properly introduced to you. And he's even more excited to stay out of the unemployment line. Remember, worry is an illusion of the physical world, and it does nothing to enhance your life. Okay, so now we're going to, I'm going to share with you how I learned that there are worry angels and that we all have one. So if you just kind of relax and just allow your mind's eye to see whatever it sees and your heart to feel and know whatever comes to you. Your worry angels want you to know that they're with you. They want to help you. But because of your free will, you must ask for their help. The first time that I met a worry angel was while I was giving someone else an angel reading. The angel came forward carrying this large kettle. you know, like the ones that you see at the end of the rainbow that are overflowing with coins. It was a kettle like that, but it was empty. And this worry angel, he was really sad. And when he came in, he explained that the lady I was reading for, she kept all her worries to herself, so he was completely unemployed, and he was very unhappy about it. And then he showed me that when we go to bed at night worrying, the worry becomes like a heavy brick that lies on top of our bodies while we're sleeping, and it prevents us from sleeping well, and it causes our bodies to be stiff and sore when we wake up. And that worry angel, he showed me and shared with us that he would like to ask the lady to invite him to take her worries at night, that he could take them anytime, but especially at night, because they weighed on her so much. And I know when I've been worrying, that's when they all really take control, is when I go to bed. So he asked that when she would go to bed, if she would identify a worry and visualize placing that worry on the side of the bed and then push it off the side of the bed into the kettle with her hand. And that visual act of pushing the worries off the bed into the kettle is very, very important. And when she would finish pushing those worries into the kettle, that beautiful little worry angel, he would then take that kettle to God, and God would transmute those worries to golden love. Now, in a moment, we will experience that wonderful, sweet, gentle, guided journey to meet your worry angel. And when we do that, allow yourself to see, to hear, or know whatever your angels show you. We will ask your worry angel his name, so allow yourself to take in whatever name pops in your head during that journey. My worry angel's name is Paul, and what's really funny is that every time I've talked to someone who's met their worry angel, it's a simple name like Paul or Tom or Harry or Jim or Fred or Ralph. It's never something that's really hard to pronounce. It's something that's easy. Now, recently, a client shared with me how her worry angel had become her very best friend since December 2nd when she met him in the 5-day mini vacation with your angels. And she also shared that her worry angel told her that her worries are incredibly valuable to him, like gold. Now, before we meet your worry angel, we're going to do a little breathing exercise to help you to relax and get into that space of opening your heart to meet your worry angel. And it's a breathing exercise that I learned from Deepak Chopra, and I do share this with permission of the Chopra Center. Now, before we start, let me preface by sharing with you that we're going to ask some questions during that exercise, so don't get hung up on trying to answer those questions. Simply live the questions, and life will move you into those answers. So this is our second exercise. If you will place your feet flat on the floor and with your hands gently in your lap, close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart and take a deep breath in and shift your focus to gratitude of the blessings in your heart. Embrace things that you're grateful for and feel the emotional fulfillment of gratitude. Take a deep, full breath of the gratitude. And now ask yourself these questions. Don't try to answer, just ask. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? And what makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. And now focus again on your heart. allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or to feel it as a sensation. Take a few deep breaths in. And now we'll meet your worry angel. Close your eyes and again place your feet flat on the floor. We begin with a prayer. Father, Mother God, Creator of all that is, we are grateful for this opportunity to connect with you as one. We ask that only those of the light be allowed to communicate with us. We ask to meet our worry angel and ask for his assistance to release us from the stress and fear of worry. In gratitude, amen. Take a deep breath in and see roots extending from your feet down into the soils of Mother Earth. They travel deeper and deeper into the center of Mother Earth, to the core light of energy within her. Pull the vibrant, healing, light energy back up through the soils to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart. Now go out through the top of your head to the crystalline matrix above. Allow yourself to feel the gentle tug of its energy as you connect with the matrix. Pull the healing light energy of the crystalline matrix back down through the top of your head to your heart. Breathe deeply and expand this healing energy of Mother Earth and the crystalline matrix within your heart. Take another deep breath in and allow this healing light energy to expand outside your heart to the room around you. Breathe in the light. Exhale the light. Through the light, you see an angel coming toward you. This is your worry angel. He's carrying in his hands a kettle for your worries. Notice how big he is. What color is his hair? And what's the size of the kettle that he carries? When he reaches you, you see he's smiling and he's very happy to see you. Very happy that you're making the effort to see him. And over the moon happy that you're going to be working together. He hugs you warmly and he looks directly into your eyes and he says, "It isn't your job to worry. Your job is to love, laugh, and experience joy. It's my job as your worry angel to take all your worries." He holds out a heart to you as a gift, and he says, "You are forever loved more than your human heart can understand. Know that I'm always with you, and it's my job to take your worries."
Now he places his hand on your shoulder, and he shows you a vision of you lying in your bed. This aspect of you asks your worry angel to join you and to take your worries. Your worry angel comes to your bedside carrying the empty kettle, and he places it on the floor beside you. This aspect of you then visualizes placing all your worries on the bed and pushing them off the side into his worry kettle as your angel stands by and watches. You think that you're finished, but you see your worry angel lean over the bed and touch your shoulder. Immediately, you remember there's something else that you're worrying about. So you place it on the side of the bed and push it off into the kettle. Your worry angel smiles and he picks up the kettle and takes it to God. When this aspect of you falls asleep, your worry angel returns with your worries that have been transformed to golden love and carefully pours the golden love over your sleeping form. You smile in your sleep as you feel the love surround you. You wake feeling rested, refreshed, and excited about your day. Your worry angel turns to you and hugs you again and tells you, "I'm so happy to be working with you to make your life easier." Ask your worry angel his name. Know that the first name that pops into your head is his. Your worry angel then holds that worry kettle before you, and he invites you to drop in any worries that are on your mind in this moment. Give your worry angel a huge hug and commit to him that you will invite him to take your worries when you go to bed at night. Your worry angel now takes any worries that you placed in the kettle to God to transmute to golden love. Now take a deep breath in and see the roots at your feet once again burrowing deeply into Mother Earth, down to the core light within her. Take another deep breath in and pull that vibrant healing light energy up through the soils of Mother Earth, up to your feet, up through your legs, up to your heart, and stop. You are fully grounded and returned to the physical world.
Any time that you feel the resistance of worry taking over your body, call on your worry angel to help you pull that worry into your light, to dissipate its darkness, and for him to take away any of the residual energy. Before falling asleep at night, invite him to join you and visualize placing those worries of your heart on your bed and physically pushing them off the bed into the kettle that he brings with them. When I go to bed, my worry angel is standing right there, waiting for me to give him all my worries. Within the next few days, a heart will come to you as a gift from your worry angel, as validation of the meeting that you experienced today. Allow yourself to have those eyes to see the validation of your angels around you. Your heart may come to you in any number of ways. Don't limit it to one thing. It could be a heart on the car in front of you. Or you may see a heart-shaped something in a store. Or it may come up on the TV. Or someone may even give you something that is a heart. You may see a heart-shaped cloud in the sky. In some way, a heart will manifest in your life. So embrace the bliss of being worry-free, knowing that you can achieve that state of love. Remember that you are a limitless spiritual being of love and light, and you can be, do, and have anything that your heart desires. Know that your worry angel will come to you and take your worries anytime. Call on him. He's always near. You've made this commitment to work with him to make your life easier. Be sure to fulfill your end of the deal by inviting him in and asking him for your help. Keep that guy out of the unemployment line. And like the client that I just talked to recently, he can be your best friend. And remember that worrying about your children, your life, the world, doesn't make you responsible. Worrying transforms you into a magnet to attract to you all that you're worried about. And know that when you stop worrying and you shift to that higher vibration of love, you're no longer in alignment with the people and situations that caused you to worry. So in order for someone or something to stay in your realm of reality, they must conform to your higher energy of love. This shift in their energy to stay in the realm of your energy helps them to create more wonderful things in their life too. So keep your worry angel employed and give him your worries when you feel that resistant energy begin within you. When you recognize that energy that we explored earlier in our first exercise and shift from that low vibration of worry to the higher vibration of love, because that veil between heaven and Mother Earth grows thinner daily and now more than ever, it is possible for you to be, to do, and to have whatever it is that makes your heart sing simply by shifting your energy. Remember, I believe in you. I know you can take your power back from all that you've given it to so that you can create your version of heaven on earth. I'm Kate Large, and I thank you for joining me in this program to meet your worry angel and give him your worries. Thank you so much for being with me today. May you be profoundly blessed in this moment and every moment after.